We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
I don't mean like there's garbage all over the place and things are falling over and someone's hanging off a ladder and there's blood on the ground. Like, I think we're in pretty good control there, I think.
You hope so. Right.
You know, I mean, honestly, I go to our jobs and they're impressive. They're organized. They're clean. The signs are up. You know, it looks like we know what we're doing, which I greatly appreciate. I'm always trying to strive to be a little bit better. And so when I hear this, well, I didn't know when they were going to show up. That's when the neck starts to stand up on the back of my neck. Yeah. And so as we walked through this today, I'm going, I don't know. What do other builders do? Curious. How do you have that control of, I know who's there. And we put up cameras literally to say, I used to put a camera up on a house so we could get some marketing stuff. Mm-hmm. We've now shifted those cameras over so they face the access to the property because we care to, so we want to know who's there.
Yeah.
As dumb as that is, we want to know who's there, when they pulled up and when they left. And you know how often we get to call the company and say, you guys pulled up at 10 and left at 2:30, just so you know.
Yeah.
Really?
Just as
where'd they go?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, that'll probably some other job that a contractor didn't know they were going to.
Exactly.
You know, and it just, to me, I go back to that face of control going, it looks like we're out of control.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a remodel addition, you know, or like one of these ones, we've got a massive kind of backyard landscape. I call it a landscape job, but we've got a pool and pool house and ADU and sauna and cold plunge, all this stuff. So it's, you know, construction in the backyard, so to speak. But they're there and they see people coming in and out, you know, but they're also literally there all day, every day, right. You know? So suddenly it's like, well, people keep showing up and your project manager isn't here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like some of the companies that I've worked for, there's a lot of back and forth between, okay, do you have one site manager per project? And that's their sole job, is to make sure people are where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. Or do you have one project manager that manages a couple of different jobs where it gets to be difficult either way, right? I do feel, personally, I feel like the one site manager per job is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It helps.
Yeah.
Especially on the rapport. A little more understanding of exactly what you're saying, who's on the job site, when and why. But I feel like there's the technology side of it as far as documentation is, that's the human side that gets fluffed and could get fluffed, right?
Totally.
And that's the part that, at least the way I see it, is it shouldn't be perceived as extra work. Should be perceived as, this is me documenting what is going on in a daily manner to protect my company. Right.
Yeah.
So I see your point. I see it.
A question for you then on the one project manager. We started putting in our early client questionnaire of what type of project management do you expect or would you like to see? Full-time project management or sharing a project manager amongst jobs.
Okay.
And then we give a little explanation. Understand that full-time means we're going to have to charge for that project manager.
Right.
Versus managing multiple jobs, they're not going to be there full-time.
Yeah.
They'll be there at least every day, at least once, and usually for a few hours. but we can cut that cost significantly lower. The one project manager increases cost.
100%.
In certain worlds, a lot of the worlds you've dealt with, certain projects I've dealt with, that doesn't matter. It's needed. It's required. The majority of construction doesn't work that way. Can't afford it. Can't.
Right.
Even if you're talking, I mean, you can go production, track style, you know, building, or even you can go into semi-custom or even custom. Most people can't afford to have a full-time project manager and assistants on the job. So I think that you have to delineate that, like, you can't always do that. And if you're talking even a seven-figure exterior project, you don't have the budget built in for an 8-month full-time project manager to sit there. And on top of that, I think you also have to consider you know, what are now your expectations of that project manager? Because now you're looking for the right employee to hire. That if they are full-time there 5 days a week, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, which makes it hard because they're kind of controlled by the subcontractors' time frame. And a lot of those guys are 7 a.m. to, some of them can be 5 p.m., some of them are 3 p.m., I don't know. Mm-hmm. So now you've got a 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. guy, mm-hmm. which is really hard. And guess what? I don't care how detailed the job is. If all you're doing is managing the construction, there's going to be a lot of sit around time.
I agree with you.
So now you got to get a hands-on project manager.
Yeah.
Willing to do some work.
I agree with you. However, I think you kind of hit it on the head as far as expectations, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's many ways to skin a cat, obviously. Yeah. What it boils down to, at least for me, is setting that expectation with the client.
Totally.
Do you have a conversation? We can do this. Mm-hmm. One site manager. It's going to cost more money. Here's the benefits of it. Same thing with a site manager that can do multiple projects.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what expectations are between those two. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can find something in the middle. Maybe before four-way, it's one site manager.
Right.
Maybe after, it's one site manager, but managing multiple projects.
Right.
Let's talk about what you expect to see between those two, milestones in the project. I think a lot of times, at least my opinion, what I see in construction is there's contractors are hired to do a job. They do the job well. Mm-hmm. Someone who doesn't know the process doesn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So the more they know in the process, whether it's over their head or not, mm-hmm. a contractor that I've seen very successful, like yourself, you explain the differences in the terms. You explain the differences in why you're doing X, Y, and Z. And, oh, we want to go this route with our tile. Okay, sounds good. It's totally different than what we originally talked about. Your price went up another $10 a square foot.
Right.
Let me explain what that $10 is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. I don't feel like historically, I'm going to say, in construction, we do that.
Right. No. Yeah. I would say generally speaking, there's a lack of communication. And I mean, I've always said I built my business off trust and communication.
Right.
And honestly, if you're willing to answer your phone, that does 50% of the job.
Right.
You know, if you're willing to just show up when a client calls,
100%.
90% of it. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've diffused a situation where a client calls me and says, hey, listen, I know your team has said to try not to involve you because you've got the right team to do the job. And, and I'm always like, no, you can always call me. They're just asking you to respect the positions they have. But it's amazing when I just say, you can always call me. Let me hear you. Let me move action into it. This is what I'm going to do. How often they go, perfect. It's all I needed, you know, and it happens on a regular basis and I'm okay with it. I love that part of my job, to be frank. You know, so what you're saying is kind of, hey, listen, you're going to have this chaotic environment. There's going to be lack of control in the mind's eye of a client that doesn't understand the rhyme and reason behind what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be communicated to them.
100%.
And I totally agree with you. I don't think I have any argument with that at all. I think where I do struggle with is this world that subcontractors run the jobs and us constantly trying to put the foot in and be like, no, we're running the job, and trying to find the right equal balance between how detailed we get in our scopes of work with them and what's required on the plans and the RFIs and the change orders and everything that they do, that when they show up, they're prepared to do their job and they can literally do that.
Right.
Their job.
Right.
Because I feel like so much time and energy and efficiency is wasted by people showing up not knowing what they need to do because they weren't fed the right information properly from the people they talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And then them saying, hey, we're here. What do you want us to do? Or just starting in on the work and doing it wrong and having to redo it.
Right.
And there's so many times in construction, even on my jobs, I see it more on other jobs, but I do see it a lot on our jobs where we have to redo stuff. Mm-hmm. Because people just show up and do it wrong because they didn't pay attention to the paperwork or they didn't even look at the plans. And I'm like, this is not a multi-thousand dollar set of paperwork. You're like, this is literally the instructions, just follow it, so to speak.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. I mean, I kind of go back to like, I'm using this very general term of regain control, but there's so much in there that I don't think if I wrap up this thought, that I don't think the average client, let's call them the people that hire us contractors to do,
right,
understand the amount of coordination it takes to get something all the way down the point of how do we take this budget of yours, this dollar amount, and divvy that up into all these different contracts and departments and scopes of work and all the detail that goes in to properly manage, generally manage your job. That's why we're a general contractor, you know, but there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, to my point, that's what I've seen you do an excellent job with, right? Like, you'll break it down to the penny.
Yeah,
if need be,
totally.
But you also break it down the process as well. And you'll give your clients the bandwidth of, I can tell you everything you want to know about each one of these steps and processes, or I can give you the generals.
Yeah.
Or I can give it to you in a quarterly.
Totally. Like,
break it down in bite size, or I can just give it to you in a fire hose at the same time.
Yeah, hyper focus or high elevation is what I'm always saying. You know,
exactly.
Which is really one last question before we jump on from that. If subcontractors are subcontracting our work out, why do I feel like it would be a bad thing for me to subcontract my project management out?
That is a damn good question.
And I only ask that because you got to figure a small company like me, if I go to a client and they say, you know what, we expect full-time management and we're willing to pay the fee.
Yeah.
I don't want to hire, okay, saying, well, this one's full-time, so you're on this job for 8 months, but as soon as you're done with that job, we really don't have another job for you unless, like, I'm constantly moving so many different directions as a small boutique custom home builder. Why wouldn't I get to a position that just says, fine, I'm just going to strip that away from my business and subcontract out project management?
I don't know why you would feel bad about that.
Yeah. I think my point being was that, and obviously it's like not something I've explored. There's a lot of negatives to it, but there could be pros to it. I just think I go back to like this world of going, we're always looking for ways to, for lack of better words, decrease the cost. You know how often we get into like, okay, well, here's what your budget should be. And your client goes, well, here's what my budget is. How do we meet in the middle? So to speak, like very, very rare do you get the clients just like, I have a whatever budget. There are unique builders out there that deal with that, but it's not very common. I like working within a budget. It gives us a boundary to stay in, you know? So I constantly fall back to like, if we're looking for areas to be budget conscientious, I can't just say, okay, cool, we're going to put a full-time project manager, assistance, vehicles, you know, all the above on this job. I've got to come back and say, okay, how do I effectively and efficiently run my business in the best efficient management that I can for you as a client so that you can get the most distance in your money as well in what you want in your home, you know? So I do have that efficiency brain that I just go, man, yeah, I know I could pay somebody to sit there and flip on air conditioning and fiddle their fingers in their truck on their laptop. You know, I could also hire the right guy that say, okay, well, I want you to also be a part-time framer and a project manager, you know, but I don't love it. I ultimately go back to going, I love the way we manage work right now. And that is one project manager on 2 to 3 jobs at a time, assistants and estimators to help. But I would also like to know that we are in full control of who's showing up on our job, when they're showing up on our job, and they're doing exactly what we asked them to do. And that's kind of a cake and eat it too scenario, to be frank.
It's a great point, man.
I think so if you got a way to solve my problem, give me a call. I don't think my mom
Charity?
Knows how to, I don't think my mom knows how to solve it. She's the one listening.
We could ask. I think great topic today, man. Good job.
Thanks. I like it. Yeah.